السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته والمفتي صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning, 26th Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat, Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we continue with chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, the beginning of the 18 Supara, the 18 Juz, the 18th part of the Noble Quran. And today we focus on chapter 23 and verses 5 and 6. A very, very important lesson. Hence, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, we must pay attention to it. The next quality of the true, devoted, dedicated believers, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. And they are those people who guard their private parts. Hence, in Islam, there is no place for fornication, adultery, premarital affair, extramarital affair. There is no place for gay business, lesbian business. All this absolutely haram. And Islam has said, we will impose such punishments that it will be a deterrent to the entire community and society. For fornication, you are not married and a person commits this crime, Allah forbid 100 lashes in public. And don't show them any compassion and mercy. All this is in the Noble Quran, chapter 24, verse number 2, فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِيَةَ جَلْدًا وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفًا. Both of them, the male and the female, fornicator, fornicatress, give them 100 lashes in public and do not show them any compassion. So Islam does not want people to indulge in this, make few people a sample example, and it will be a deterrent to society. And if it is adultery, the person is married and he commits this crime of zina and adultery, male or female, then is a death penalty. And on all these issues, there is consensus among the scholars and jurors of Islam. There are no two opinions. Second one, today's world, you can park your rifle anywhere. And people just feel that that is modernity, that is freedom. So remember, what freedom is that? After that, you have to go for rifle repairs. After that, you have to look for condoms. After that, you have the real pandemic of AIDS. So all this year. So therefore, as Muslims, we should be reading the following dua and supplication, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, حصن حا صاد نون اللهم حصن فرجي. O Almighty Allah, protect and fortify my private part, O beloved Allah. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was asked that, Ya Rasulullah, why people end up in Jahannam, in hellfire, and how can we enter Jannah? Both different ahadith. So the Master alayhi salam said, the people who end up in the hellfire, al-ajwafan, the two openings, al-famu wal-farju, and that is the tongue and the private part. And today, just see, people will utter blasphemy, people will utter kufr and shirk, and they'll say, no, we were just joking. They take it so light-hearted, Allah forbid. It's a serious, serious offense. Well, farju, you see the Shias, Khomeini, la'anahullah, writes in his book which I have, Tawdihul Masail, they gave it to me. So Khomeini, la'anahullah, writes, la'anahullah means Allah's curse be on him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي, when you see those people cursing, swearing my companions, فَقُولُوا لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ, say, Allah's curse be upon you. Similarly, those people who the husband gave his wife 3 talaq, 3 divorce, and thereafter, remember the iddat, she gets married to a person for 1 day, 1 hour, 2 hours, so that is haram and that nikah is not valid. لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُحَلِّلَ وَالْمُحَلَّلَ لَهُ, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. The first husband and the second husband, all are cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and our fatwa is on the verdict of majority scholars that nikah is null and void. So we need to be very, very clear on all these issues. Islam promotes purity and chastity. For you Khautengers, 1 minute left, so try and finish up now, read istighfar, make your dua, make your niyat, and inshallah, Allah Jalla wa'ala accept our siyam, our qiyam, and our fasting, our tarawih, our tilawat, all our good deeds, inshallahul aziz. So always teach our children also. The problem today is parents give their young children money, go enjoy yourself, long weekend, and now already the preparations are made for Eid, which cherry I'm going to meet, which boy and which boyfriend, girlfriend I'm going to meet, where he's going to meet his mistress on Eid day to give her Eid special. Already all this are in plan, so what good is the Ramadan then? So we are destroying everything. Ramadan meant tahriqu zunub, to burn our sins. So the system Islam has, every avenue to nikah and marriage, Islam made it simple. And every way that leads to zina, fornication, adultery, gay business, Islam made it difficult. So that we promote and advocate a pure and a chaste society. Look at the West today. So remember marriage, I was in Italy, and it's filled of churches, but 90%, 80% of the churches closed. Why? The people, some of them only go to church, and some of them go for marriage ceremony. The remainder little stay with the prostitutes, or they just live in as lovers and so forth. And that you will find in the Western countries, the democracies. Then see what Islam teaches. Illa ala azwajihim. We condemn the Catholic Church and the Pope. They say that you must lead a life of celibacy. You mustn't get married. So now one side is a monk, on the other side is a nun, and then they're alone in the church. And then they start gravitating to one another, monk one side and a nun on the other side, and then you see monkey business going on. You see that? So that is what happens. Go ask this priest how many pedophilia, how many children, boys they were busy with. So haramis they are, remember that. Thousands and thousands of lives they destroyed. Islam brings the natural system. Illa ala azwajihim. Except with your spouses. Husband go to wife, wife goes to husband. So you lead a pure and a chaste life. O ma malakat aymanuhum, or what your right hand owns. Now this you need to understand. So what does this mean, your right hand owns? So this refers to slaves. So understand, in a war situation, perfect example, one side is Hamas. The world is supporting Hamas and Palestine. And the world is against Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, the war criminals. Today you can see how the global narrative has changed. So now let's understand things properly. So we are Hamas. We follow and we accept Yahya Sinwar. We accept Yahya Sinwar as our leader there in Hamas underground. 6 months have passed. They still don't know where he is. Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he was martyred and murdered in 2004. Hamas were formed in 87. So we need to know all these facts, right? So now they capture some Israeli soldiers, male or female. So now you got five options. Either you can kill them Islamically, you got five options. Either you kill them, either you forgive them, either you take ransom compensation from them, or either you make Mubadalatul Usara, or you use it for exchange of prisoners of war. We give you ours, you give us yours, and irrespective of the numbers. And the fifth one is Istirqaq, we can make you slaves. Now when you use the word slave, in the Western media it become, oh, I'm asking you three questions. What are you doing with my brothers there in Guantanamo Bay for more than 20 years? You waterboard them. There is no due process. You torture them till today. Shame on you, America. It's a stain on America from the time of George W. Bush and then Obama and then Trump and now Biden. Every one of you a war criminal, if you ask me. So we should be very clear on this. Then what about my sister, Dr. Afia, sentenced to 86 years by the Jewish judge and so forth? So since when is there justice and so forth? So we need to put them. What about the Israeli prisoners? That they can take any Palestinian, put them and dump them in jail without any process, without any trial, anything. Detention without trial. We had that in apartheid years. We know what's happening in all these issues. So remember, Islam brought about a humane system, said there must be no burden on the fiscus, on the government. You, the mujahideen, who are dicing with death on the battlefield, you will get it, not everybody. And then you can choose what you want to do. Remember that. You can sell that person, you can keep that person, you can liberate that person. And Islam encourages liberating the person. You show me a better system than this. So that is the five options. O ma malakat aymanuhum fa innahum ghayru malumin. And for the case where you have female slaves and you can sleep with them, there's no need for nikah with a female slave because you own her. Fa innahum ghayru malumin. Then there is no blame on you. So we never need to be apologetic about Islam, and there's no need to compromise on Islam. Our system is divine and prophetic system, and we have the best. We must share it with the rest without being compromising and so forth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Gaza genocide 183. Let us give you the news, views and interviews or the latest what's going on in the world, locally, nationally, internationally. So now the world central kitchen rejects the findings of the Israelis and said you're giving all fairy tale stories. We reject it. What you all have done is systemic. That is your nature, extrajudicial killing. Already you have murdered and killed more than 200 aid workers there in Gaza. Already you have murdered and martyred and killed more than 100 journalists there in Gaza. Already you have martyred and murdered more than 40,000 children and men and women there, majority of them civilians, nothing to do with Hamas. The world is watching, and the world is disgusted with America, the super terrorists, and with the illegitimate child, the Harami, Israel and Britain. And there's huge pressure on Sunak, remember, not to sell any arms and so forth to them, to Israel. In Baltimore Harbor, they say it will open fully end of May. You know, the boat went in and knocked that bridge and what have you. And New York experienced a slight earthquake. There was not much damage, but a big lesson to you. Nobody can help you. Allah will punish you in a split second. Your whole America will fall. Remember that. The Pakistani Prime Minister, Big Chor and Big Crook, Shahbaz Sharif, is visiting Saudi Arabia today, tomorrow and Monday, 6th to 8th of April, to get more money from MBS, the Murtad. NATO faces a catastrophic defeat of Russia to beat them in Ukraine, and that is the experts in the field. and Israel fires two senior officers because of what they did. This is just for the public, you know, that the world is outraged, and the more information coming out that, remember, the disgrace and humiliation of Israel continues. Allah continues punishing them and disgracing them till the day of Qiyamah. I told you, your McDonald's is haram, your KFC is haram, your Starbucks, you must stay away. McDonald's suffered so much, so now you must remember the McDonald's parent company is buying back all the McDonald's Israeli restaurants. So we Muslims must show them we have the numbers to teach them a lesson they will never forget. America, Britain, Israel, whole lot. A South African was detained, and if he's still detained, we must find out, there in Medina Munawwara, he was criticizing MBS, and then they arrested him, detained him. Many people sent me the message yesterday. So those of you going for Umrah, going to Medina, going for Hajj, just keep quiet, don't speak anything against MBS. They've got plainclothes policemen, they've got spies everywhere, they're haramis. Remember, the Saudi regime, a pakka kafir regime. Therefore, I don't go, because I call him a murtad bin shaitan harami. Hassan Nasrullah of Hezbollah says definitely there will be retaliation against apartheid Israel. The countdown for the elections of Israel has begun. Now everybody has lost confidence in Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza. United Chiefs, the Muslim Nations chief, say the measures taken by Israel even now, after Biden spoke to them and they opened three openings there, are not enough. These are just scattered measures. Proper measures, 1,000 trucks must be allowed every day to go in. Proper aid must go in without any hindrance and impediments and so forth. So we agree with you 100%. Colombia of Southern America, Latin America state, Colombia says we're joining South Africa in the ICJ. Well done to you, Colombia. Listen to the Norman Finkelstein, a Jew whose parents were part of the Holocaust and so forth, his parents, grandparents. Go read his books and his statements. Excellent. He tells the world, if United States wanted to stop this war of Israel and Hamas, let's call it a war, conflict, whatever, they could stop it and prevent it on day one. But they allowed it to go on because they have a hidden agenda. Therefore, the biggest criminal and terrorist for the past 50 years, 60 years, 70 years is Israel and America, both a cancer. Now listen to this incident. What a shame and indictment on us Muslims and on Bangladesh. In Bangladesh, Maulana Salim Karim, Hijro ke liye masjid banaya. Can you believe that? For the gays and for the homosexuals, they have built a mosque. One day, three times I visited Canada. So once they, you know, take me around here. So the one brother, he was a bit jokey. He sees that I joke. He said, come, I take you to one place. I said, where do you want to take me? He said, yeah, in Toronto, there's a mosque for gays. So I said, no, we can't go there. So I said, so he asked me why. I say, if you bow down there, you make ruku, it's very dangerous there, you see. So this harami shaitans, can you believe that's supposed to be a Muslim country? And Bangladesh has got one of the largest amounts of prostitutes in the world, if you know Bangladesh history. So wonder why so many times punishment comes there. South Africa, you did well, ANC and the government, so they're starting to prosecute the Jutlas who left South Africa and participated there on behalf of Israel against Gaza. So some Benjamin character, so now inshallah he will be prosecuted. A message must be sent to every Jutla: if you want to fight for Israel, you stay there, you don't come back to South Africa. You come back, we send you to prison. Well done. For us, this is chilling news, brothers, sisters, South Africans. They say in midwinter, if things fail, then if things go really bad, then you will have 16 hours load shedding, remember that. So start preparing, we don't know. You know things can happen after elections and get worse. June, July, kabhi na bulai, you know we say. People never forget June, July, because sometimes it's 50 degrees like Makkah, Medina, and sometimes it's -5, -6, -7 like South Africa. So let us give you today's history lesson, 26th of Ramadan. Write it down, make notes of this in your Ramadan diary. First and foremost, you must know the Ottoman Empire from Turkey ran the affairs of this Ummah, global nation. They ran not countries and cities. They were running continents, three continents. They were in charge and they ran the affairs of this Ummah from Turkey for more than 6 centuries, 642, if you know starting to ending. And the greatest leader of them was Suleiman Qanuni. They called him in English the Suleiman the Magnificent. So it was during his reign, and it was, remember, the incident I'm telling you was in Belgrade, Serbia, 1521. So 26 Ramadan, 1521. So Suleiman Qanuni, who ran the affairs of the Ottoman Empire for more than 40 years, his was the longest rule for an individual in the Ottoman Empire. So he sent an envoy there to Serbia and Belgrade. They murdered the Muslim envoy. So then he sent the army, and the army defeated the Serbs on 26th of Ramadan, 1521 Gregorian calendar in Belgrade. And then the first Jumu'ah and the first Friday Salat took place there. Now Muslims, you suffer from selective amnesia. You forgot already what happened in 1995, where the same Serbians, the haramis, the Christians, they murdered our children, raped our women, and murdered our men under the auspices of United Nations. Every one of them is a harami. United Nations, United States, United Kingdom, all stabbed their back in the back of Muslims. Until today, remember, the Bosnians can never forget the death of approximately 10,000 people. You need to understand your history. O Muslim, a nation that knows its history will be motivated for the future. And a nation that does not know its history has no future. So today, 2 to 4, inshallah, Q&A with Brother Suleiman Esop. Between 10 and 11 will be medical file. And 12 to 1 will be the Ramadan Naat program. And inshallah, 7 to 9 will be our brother Maulana Khalid Yaqub today. Inshallah Aziz. Jee Maulana, we have about 5 minutes left, 7 minutes left for the program Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, Islamic date starts after sunset, so why do we make dua on suhoor time at Allahumma inni asumu ghadan lak?
Remember, ghadan don't mean what you're thinking tomorrow. Ghadan means, when you look at the Quranic terminology, then it means that anything in the future. Go read in Surah Kahf what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. Therefore, we should read Surah Kahf every Thursday night, every Friday, and so many lessons there to learn. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. And do not say regarding anything, tomorrow I'm going Durban, Cape Town, Umrah, and in the future I'm going for Hajj. إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا. غَدًا means future, not tomorrow. So that is our immersed translation, incorrect translation. So in the future, illa ayyasha Allah, except if Almighty Allah decrees and wills. So we say, inshaAllah. For your information, in Germany, inshaAllah has become part of their dictionary and lexicon. So many Turks there, they say, inshaAllah, inshaAllah. So it's part of the dictionary there in Germany.
Mufti Sahab, any dua to read before opening an online business?
Remember that start your business on a Friday after Jumu'ah, chapter number 62, verse number 3. Or start your business, remember, on a Wednesday in Maqasid Hasana. Allama Sakhawi, rahimahullah, has mentioned the statement of our mother Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, radiallahu anhuma. Our honorable mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, says, if you want barakah, blessing, then start your business, nikah, marital life, everything on a Wednesday. Thursday. So that's the first thing. Second thing, read Surah Baqarah. Why read Surah Baqarah? You buy a new car, you open a new Uber business, you go move into a new house. People will come, make mashallah, mashallah. But many of them are burning with rage, jealousy and envy. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Iqra' Surah Al-Baqarah. Read the entire Surah Baqarah. Atwalu Suratin fil Quran. The longest Surah chapter in the Quran. 286 verses. So nevertheless, read it. Iqra' Surah Al-Baqarah. Why? Fa'inna akhzaha barakah. So that will bring barakah for you. Wa tarkaha hasra. When you don't do it, it will bring about remorse and regret. Then the people were jealous and envious. Wala yastati'uha al-batala. The evil forces cannot overcome it. But all that said and done, now your business gets so busy, it's pension day and end of the month, now you must asr salat, you must the salat. Then Allah's curse is on you and your business. You must read your 5 daily salat on time. You the man in jamaat in the masjid and the women at home. Then see the barakah and blessing coming.
Mufti Saab, can fitrah be taken out on account? Can I take a loan and pay it back later?
Remember that previous question and read the Asma'ullah al-Husna, the wonderful 99 names of Allah. Read Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu. What you want to take a loan, my brother? It's 40 rand. You want 40 rand? Ask me, I'll give you 40 rand. You must remember. I'll give you 50 rand. What 40 rand? So what you want to take loan and pay and all these type of things? Which town you are in? I'll arrange for you quick. You must remember that. Send me a message today, 071-888-1184. And inshallah, we'll arrange for you your 40 rand, 50 rand, 200 rand for you, your wife and your children. No such thing as taking loan and all that. We're not living in Gaza, you know, we're living in South Africa, so we can speak what we want to, freedom of expression. Therefore, I love South Africa, and we can take on anybody as long as we have evidence. Therefore, we say, I received a message yesterday. The people say, we're very happy, AK. I said, but what you happy? They said that you said it's haram to vote for the DA. A vote for the DA is a vote for genocide. 100%. That is our first fatwa. You can quote it anywhere, and you don't know the meaning of fatwa, it means a verdict. Gee.
Sir, Islamic insurance is very limited. I wanted to take out insurance on my dogs, but they don't cover dogs. Why is this so? Is there apartheid against dogs?
So remember that the Western custom, my brother Tom, Dick and Mary, is that you walk at the back and your dog walks in front of you. So who's got the dog mentality, my brother? Who's following the dog? You see that? So that is what you must remember. We have the human mentality, the natural instinct, not the dog's instinct and so forth. So we need to understand. Therefore, Islam says that in Islam, to have dogs as pets is haram and not permissible. To have dogs for hunting purposes, to have dogs for security purposes, that would be permissible. All this so-called Islamic insurance, Islamic banking and so forth and so on, we're dead against all these things. Yeah, these are just scholars for dollars, some gymnastics in semantics, and hilas, playing with loopholes and so forth. If you want a terminology, I'll just give you this and then I have to run for salat and prayer. So remember, you call this talfiq. What is talfiq? They'll call this takaful. They'll give fancy names to bamboozle the public. They know masses are asses, you know, and just fool them. So al-awam kal-an'am in Arabic we say. So anyway, so this we call talfiq. You ask them from where you got this masla. This. He'll tell you from the Maliki school. Where you said, where you got this? He said, from the Hanafi school. Say, where you got this? From the Shafi'i. So they make a hybrid product, take from here, take from here, take from here, and say is Sharia compliant. Who's fooling who in the zoo? Not permissible all this. Remember this, that we must have our trust in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah. Therefore, our ruling is that insurance is gambling and interest, hence not permissible, whether it's for your house, car or dog, brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.